I'm Lucas Stalinski. I'm an entomologist at the Citrus Research and Education Center in Lake Alfred.
Many growers think integrated pest management is reducing sprays. That's not really what it's all about.
No, IPM, a system to achieve sustainable agriculture, and it's very much based in economics, where a damage threshold or economic injury level is identified and then used in order to determine whether the investment in costs is worth the economic benefit. That's where these thresholds are often used or are the basis of IPM, where IPM is practiced. And in crops where you can have some amount of damage before there's an economic injury that occurs are those crops where IPM works best. Citrus used to be a prime example of effective IPM because prior to HLB, for example, and these insect transmitted diseases, we could sustain quite a bit of damage and therefore may have populations of pests at some levels in our groves without economic consequence. Now the question is, can we do similar things with the presence of a near complete HLB infection? While there is still a lot of research to be done, just a threshold like 0.2 psyllids per tap per block, which was best guess that the late Professor Stansley used in his initial studies, turned out to show that in some cases you can either break even with that threshold compared to a calendar spray, or in some cases get better economic yield. Well, not necessarily better yield, but better profit with the threshold as compared to the calendar spray. So IPM is really an economic strategy, and the benefits of IPM are reduced pesticide sprays that can have the various negative consequences. But it's really more than just insecticide reduction.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.